And welcome to KJAN Sports. Asa Lucas here with the Exira EHK Boys head basketball coach, Tony Santostaben. Coach, thank you very much for being here and giving us some of your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Coach, it's been a really nice start for you this year. You went 4-0, and now you have a record of 4-2. What would you say helped your team start off so strong?
Just the very start of the year, obviously a lot of emotions are high, energy high, just getting basketball season started. I think that was the big thing. And now we've faced a little bit of adversity with the last two games where IK Manning played very well and they shot the ball very well. so they were, that was a nice test for us. And then came back on Tuesday against a good Coon Rapids team where it was down the wire. They just ended up making more winning basketball plays than we did. And hats off to Coon Rapids as well. So, like I said, a little adversity this, these last two games. So we're looking to turn it around here on Friday.
Is it too early enough, or are you already seeing an identity form with your team? And how would you describe them through six games?
The one thing I got to remind myself is obviously they're high school kids. So 1 week they're like, oh, wow, they're getting everything exactly what I'm talking about and what I'm wanting. And then the next day it can be like, huh, I thought we just worked out on this and I thought we were good. But like I said, that's what you get with high school kids. I got to keep remaining patient, knowing that the end goal and we want to be playing our best basketball towards the end of the year. Yeah, we might be going through some growing pains. Again, we're only six games in. I'm still trying to get to know them the best that I can as a head coach, and they're still trying to get little nuances of what I'm trying to get through the game. So. We're just feeling each other out still, just like I said, just early season stuff to work on.
Absolutely. Kashem Garden, he leads the team in scoring right now with 82 points. What have you liked about his offensive style?
He's athletic. He knows how to play basketball. He has a nice looking jumper. I mean, he can take it to the hole. I mean, he does a little bit of everything. Obviously, he's not a huge player by any means as far as, like weight-wise or strength-wise. I mean, he's strong and all that stuff, but the one thing we saw against Coon on Tuesday is obviously Hayden up there is a pretty good basketball player and probably has a good, I don't know, probably 20, 30 pounds on him. So that's one thing I would like to see improve, is just be able to handle some of those bigger guards or bigger opponents. And then, again, we can switch some things up for next time and all that stuff. But I just like what brings to the table. He's pretty consistent every night. That's one of his roles on the team, is he has to score, and he's been doing that so far.
Aiden Flathers is having quite the season, shooting over 50% from behind the arc. Where would you say this accuracy is coming from?
All the hard work and dedication he's put into coming in and shooting and really trying to get better before the season started, in the summer, after practice, before practice. I mean, he's always getting shots up. That's what he likes to do, and obviously that's one shooting the ball is one skill that you can always kind of work on without other people there, and that's what he likes to do. So he's been, like I said, he's been just working his butt off, and obviously he's seeing a little bit of the results from it.
What would you like to see improvement wise from your team in these last three games before the break?
We got to play a full 32 minutes. There's little stretches where we're either in the wrong spot defensively, or we're just a second late, or not boxing out, or maybe standing and looking the ball a little bit too much where, again, we got to be locked in the whole time. And again, I know they're high school kids. So that's a challenge within itself, but again, just trying to make sure they know where they need to be, just being on the same page every time, communicating, talking it out. So these last three games are just huge of trying to get the little things a little bit better.
And what have you liked about your team so far through six games?
They're playing hard. They're definitely not giving up. They're fighting all the way to the end. I'm talking about the last two games, but against IK Manning, they were Aiden Flathers with 10 seconds left. He was still diving on the floor, trying to get a loose ball. We were still trying to chip away. And that game just fell short. And then against Coon Rapids on Tuesday, we were just, again, never gave up. Trying to make some shots and try to crawl and back into that game as well. So it's, again, they're not going to give up. They're working hard. Ball just hasn't bounced our way a couple times. And like I said, sometimes if you just keep working hard, luck will find you. So we just got to keep working.
As a coach, what are your thoughts on having a break? I mean, it's a part of high school athletics. Almost every sport has some sort of break. Do you look forward to that winter break, or are you kind of worried about it? Do you think it'll have your players relax more than they should? What are your thoughts?
Honestly, like I said, I've been assistant coach for a while, so I kind of know what the breaks and all that stuff. It's always nice to keep them in a routine of school and all that stuff. But at the same time, every kid is different. Some kids like the break where they can kind of relax and get away from school and not be at basketball right away. But then other times kids like to stay in that routine and keep going with that. So it's going to benefit some kids either way is how I look at it. So I just got to keep them fresh. Again, when January comes up, obviously there's a lot of games in a short amount of time. So I'm just got to make sure our body's right to be ready to handle all those things. But again, I'm looking forward to it. I always, one of my priorities going into the season when I had my parent meeting is family's first. So again, if they get to enjoy some holidays with the family and just kind of friends and relax, I'm all good for that. And obviously I have my wife and my three kids, and we're able to kind of relax and spend time Christmas and everything with each other. So like I said, if they're able to relax and kind of recover that way, I'm totally fine with it.
Absolutely. All righty, Coach Santa Staben, we thank you. We appreciate you having on, and that's the Exira EHK boys head basketball coach. Coach, have a great rest of your day, and thank you.